Yeah, I would like to see the council in a position where it's going to recruit people on a full-time basis, not on a less than minimum wage basis, which these 67 people have been employed on. I don't think that's a tip of an ethos that the council should be going down, or a road that they should be going down. The fact that only three people found employment afterwards shows maybe just the failure of the job bridge system. Many people could argue those three people might have found work anyway. They're qualified people. So I don't think that the council should be going down this road at all.
It's a government scheme, and I suppose the council is an arm of the government. It doesn't reflect well on that scheme, as you mentioned, 67 people taken on, no full-time positions within the council.
Yeah, well, this 67 people is a very small figure when you take in the Jobs Bridge people across the scheme, and we've heard some very, very poor reports of people taking on the Job Bridge system. That people are taking on as shopkeepers, other roles. People are just using it as a cheap form of labour. So it's a scheme that I would like to see scrapped and replaced with a fair scheme where qualified graduates get decent employment they deserve.
In the short term, at least, we'd be asking the council to continue to use the scheme, not use the scheme, or adjust how it does so.
No, I think they need to back out of that scheme completely. It doesn't send a good message to people of Donegal that such a large employer, such an employer that represents the community of Donegal, is engaging in this cheap labour.